Well, hello and welcome to Fountain of Life today. This is Brother Jeff. So glad you took time to listen to God's Word. I'd like to take you over to Galatians chapter 5, and I want to show you three common temptations of Christians. I'm talking about spiritual Christians that are walking with God. Three of the more common temptations are listed here. I'm going to begin at verse 24 of Galatians chapter 5. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lust. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. Well, I think these three common temptations that me and you as a Christian are going to face are listed right here. He's telling us we belong to Christ. The flesh is crucified. We have the lust and the affections. We're doing pretty good. That's the commandment and the reality of a real Christian. Then he says, live in the Spirit. Walk in the Spirit. And here's the big temptation. Desirous of vainglory. You know what vainglory is? That's when I want everybody to notice me. That's when I want my name written on a piece of paper that says I'm somebody or I did something. That's when I want to hear people praise me or compliment me or, you know, and let's be careful. We want to bring God glory. We want to be a faithful servant of God. But, oh, when we think we need recognition, it's vainglory. There's going to be a day when God's going to have an award ceremony, and he's going to reward the faithful, and it'll be like nothing else. I'm afraid if you get your reward now, you won't get one later. So you better fight to be that secret follower, that does things and he's waiting for his reward. He doesn't have to have a sign. He doesn't have to have a trumpet. He's noticed by God, and God's keeping the records. So let's don't be desirous of vainglory. Then it says, provoking one another. You know, it does tell us to provoke one another to love and good works. But unfortunately, we often provoke one another. We rub each other the wrong way, and people lose their victory, or they get discouraged, and they get into competition. And I'm telling you, be careful. Esteem other better than yourself, and be careful not to provoke other people, because you may be the cause of somebody sinning. And you don't want to be a cause or a partaker of an offense or a sin. Then the other thing is envying one another, he says here. You know, to envy, the Bible says in the book of Proverbs there, it says, who can stand before envy? You know the old term, I'm green with envy? Well, I want you to know today, envy is when you can't rejoice that another got exalted. You can't rejoice that another got the award, that got ordained or got recognized. And you're envious. And it's not that you want the same job to give God glory to serve him better, but it's that you despise that person that has it. Envy's a brutal thing. It's jealousy and envy are cousins. Maybe they're brother and sister. But I'm telling you, envy will destroy a man. You should be happy and thankful when someone does well, gets a blessing financially, physically, a promotion, gets honor, gets some glory. Just let that person, without being envious, get their reward. And you wait and let God give you your reward. The Bible says that we can lay up treasure in heaven. We don't have to be recognized here. Get it now or get it later. I want mine later. I don't have to have your approval and your badge. I want God's approval and God's badge. Well, just a little short thought there. Three temptations of saints, of Christians. It says here, and they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, may He bless you today as you long and wait for His appearing and you love His ways and keep them. If you'd like to leave us a message, ask a question, make contact, 099 opens up the voicemail. Feel free to leave us a message. The Lord bless you today.